Go, go, go!
They're healthier, wealthier, and better educated than any generation ever.
Boomers love novelty. They love to experiment. They love to redefine themselves as time goes by.
But when you think of baby boomers, you don't necessarily think of technology.
I think there's probably a misconception that baby boomers are all afraid of technology.
Computers, iPods, and iPhones, Facebook, texting, and tweeting, all that belongs to the youth of America, right?
Nice stunt, Mom.
Wrong.
You know, if the kids can do it, I certainly can do it.
In fact, the 50-plus crowd is using the latest innovations to keep healthy.
Technology is not just a way of getting something done, it's a lifestyle.
To stay connected.
Technology is enabling me to live a richer life.
To care for their families.
It dawned on me that, wow, this would be a great product for my mom.
And to get the most out of life.
Fading out into the sunset does not fit this demographic at all.
Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Discovery Channel's chief medical expert and AARP ambassador of health and medicine. It's a fact, people are living longer today, and families are living differently. At the center of many families are members of the baby boom generation, the 78 million Americans born in the wake of World War II. Over the years, these dynamic individuals have reshaped society. And now, even as they reach age 50 and up, they're not slowing down. In fact, just the opposite. They're taking on new roles and even greater responsibilities at work and at home. For example, many are caring for their kids and their aging parents. One big and perhaps even surprising factor helping them balance everything, modern technology.
Stand back. Nothing gets between this crowd and their high-tech tools.
I know it changes all the time. Every 6 months you need something new, but I like keeping up with the technology.
I don't know the price range yet, but I could see it. It's great. It's great. There's so many new products that we're being introduced to here. It's just been fantastic.
It is Life at 50 Plus, an annual three-day event sponsored by AARP. Each year, upwards of 25,000 people crowd into convention centers like this one, many intent on touching the future.
The days of looking at the boxes on the desk or the phones in the pocket as being foreign objects is long gone. Today's baby boomer is tech savvy and becoming more so on a daily basis.
In fact, more and more Americans who are 50 plus are taking a keen interest in the latest and greatest innovations the tech sector has to offer.
Boomers are looking for devices that are intuitive and easy to use. They don't want to spend a lot of time learning how to use something.
Michael Rogers is a writer and futurist. He's here to find out how baby boomer expectations are shaping technology.
They like technology and understand it. Technology, though, needs to be made pertinent to their lives. So it's not just leisure technology. They will be looking at the newest kinds of business technology as well.
And check out the exhibitors. Stall after stall of tech companies, big and small, all looking to cater to today's tech enthusiast baby boomer.
We wondered whether or not the older generations would be tech savvy and if this would be too scary. But we're finding that there's a lot of people walking around here that really have embraced the use of technology on an increasing basis.
Time marriages and boom time incomes were responsible for a bumper crop of more than 10 million babies.
Baby boomers have certainly come a long way. Members of this generation were born over a 19-year period starting in 1946. The boom began just after the Second World War.
Everybody expected that there would be some boost in fertility rates and births after the end of the war, but they didn't expect it to be so large, and they didn't expect it to last so long.
Peace, it's wonderful.
When it comes to the baby boom generation, Walker Smith is an expert. His consumer research company coined the term baby boomer back in the 60s, and has been collecting data on this trend-setting bunch ever since.
If you had to pick one word to describe baby boomers, it would be the word youthful. Baby boomers have always tried to live with a youthful sense of discovery and experimentation.
Boomers grew up in a time of economic prosperity. They came of age during times of great social upheaval and were witness to grand achievements. They may have experienced the age of Aquarius, but boomers are now living in the age of responsibility.
Once every 8 seconds, somebody is turning 50 in America today. That's right smack in the middle of the boomer generation. And pretty soon, the first boomer is going to turn 65.
Eleanor Ginsler is an authority on independent living and aging issues. She's also senior vice president at AARP and co-author of the book, Caring for Your Parents.
The average age of a caregiver is 50. It is that boomer. And there are boomers with emptiness, and then there are boomers whose housing situation is getting even more dynamic and complicated, quite frankly.
Ruth Schuett is a prime example of someone with a dynamic and complicated housing situation. She's a 57-year-old baby boomer who came in this country from Bolivia 4 decades ago.
24 hours a day, I'm so busy and running all the time.
Like many baby boomers, Ruth is sandwiched between two other generations. She has two of her grown-up children living with her, 30-year-old Nicole, who works a full-time job, and her sister, 20-year-old Michelle, who goes to college near home. Ruth is also taking care of two older family members, her mother, 80-year-old Maruja, and her father-in-law, Raul, who's 77.
I love to have my family around. It's crazy, maybe, but still, it's a space for everybody here. And I love it. No matter if I'm stressed, if I'm tired, if I'm not going to walk in the end of the day, I love it.
But having a multi-generational home is a challenge. Ruth's husband, Ronald, passed away 2 years ago. Ever since, she's been running the household on her own.
It's hard. It's really hard. And I'm not released how much he do until he passed away.
Ruth is not alone. According to a study done by the National Alliance for Caregiving and AARP, there are almost 50 million caregivers in the U.S. providing unpaid care to another adult, in most cases, an older family member.
It's essentially another part-time job for them because it's about 20 hours a week of care that they're offering. And so there's a lot to be managed there.
Copacabana Trail, may I help you? Yes, I have a group to go into Machu Picchu.
Okay, Mr. Moore.
Ruth also runs a busy travel agency, specializing in tours to Latin America.
From Lima, we're going to Cusco.
Although the phones never seem to stop ringing, Ruth really enjoys her job. But she wishes she could be in several places at the same time.
Sometimes I want to be here. I need to be here in my office. But also, I need to be a mom. I need to be with my kids, with my grandkids, helping my mother. It is hard.
People are balancing a lot when they are a caregiver. Absolutely can be a financial burden, can be a physical burden, and can be an emotional burden.
Mamita, what medicine are you going to take now? This one?
Mm-hmm. Ruth's mom had a series of strokes 5 years ago, and like many older folks, takes a variety of prescription medications every day.
She's very independent, but she needs help, like remember the medicines.
The girls try to help as much as they can because they know their mom has a lot on her plate.
She definitely gets stressed out sometimes, as could be expected with everything that she needs to manage, especially running her own business on top of it. It adds on to her busy schedule.
Ruth relies on modern tech tools to manage that busy schedule and to keep up with the world. She's got a smartphone and is always texting with her daughters. She also has 2 computers and can work from anywhere, often late into the evening. She's learned to use Facebook to promote her business and to connect with clients.
I have my laptop and my cell phone. That's the two things I need to have with me all the time.
Thankfully, for busy boomer caregivers like Ruth, there's a vast array of tech tools that exist today that can make life easier.
I think there's probably a misconception that baby boomers are all afraid of technology.
Daniel Seiberg is a journalist who has covered science and technology his whole career.
Technology that's meant to aid the baby boomer generation is not just going to come in the form of brand new inventions. It's not about totally reinventing the wheel here. It's about tapping into existing technologies that people are already getting used to.
Existing technologies like cell phones, laptops, wireless internet, and global positioning systems, for example, all being adapted to help boomers care for themselves and their loved ones.
Baby boomers are very focused on using technology to take care of themselves and to take care of their families. They use it to monitor their health. They use it to improve their experience of life.
One of the easiest ways to manage a family's health is with online medical services, like Health Vault. Created by Microsoft, it's a free program that stores a family's health records in one central location. It also lets them manage their conditions, create fitness plans, and connect with medical professionals. Dr. Bill Krauntz directs Microsoft's Worldwide Health Program.
I used to always tell patients, you know, no matter how good your doctor is, nobody cares about your health as much as you do and your loved ones do. That's why getting engaged and having access to information and using the information in conjunction with your healthcare provider is so important.
And baby boomers are interested. In fact, they're 98% more likely to visit health-related websites than the average internet user.
They visit health websites more than any other demographic, so they're very comfortable getting health information online.
Nataki Clark is the Vice President of Digital Marketing at AARP. She says their research shows baby boomers are not at all intimidated by new technology.
I like to say that baby boomers are tech savvy with caution.